A SUNY Cortland political science professor sees Michael Bloomberg's quest for the Democratic presidential nomination as a long shot. Bob Spitzer says the former New York City mayor faces an uphill battle because of his late entry into the race and a strategy to skip the early primaries. He says the records of candidates having any success with that plan is basically zero.
If you try to bypass the early primary states, those are the critical proving grounds. Those are the ones that transform a field of 15 or 20 candidates into a field of 3 or 4 or 5 candidates. And if you're not a part of that early process, historically, the nomination just is beyond reach.
Bloomberg has indicated he plans to spend his own fortune after those primaries to enter the process. Spitzer says money certainly matters in politics, but maybe not in this case.
There is an important element of retail politics that still goes on in the early primary states where voters in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina expect to see you on the ground, expect you to speak to people, to shake hands, and it's more than just a blitz of TV advertising to win the Democratic nomination.
Spitzer says the other candidates are clearly not welcoming Bloomberg's entry into the race or his return to the Democratic Party. He switched his party registration from Democrat to Republican to run for New York City mayor in 2001. Bloomberg was criticized during his tenure for strongly supporting the police department's stop and frisk policy, which has since been declared unconstitutional. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.